8:30, we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. Need a motion to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
I would move to open the public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve opening the public hearing. Blue Valley Behavioral Health exemption on Fusion 2011. Where's the dollars? There's no dollars on it. And then a church affiliated Boy Scout troop trailer for hauling camping supplies, etc. And that is on Centenary United Methodist Church. So we have two of them. Anyone here in support or opposition? We need a motion to close public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to approve the tax exemptions on vehicles owned by the Blue Valley Behavioral Health and Centenary United Methodist Church, then.
I would move that we approve the tax exemptions on the vehicles owned by Blue Valley Behavioral Health, Inc. and Centenary United Methodist Church.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Oh, good.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 9 and 10.
Where they're at.
They went this way.
They're just corrections on homestead exemptions they're from the state. Did anybody?
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Any more?
I got a question. Why did the state send those down? Did something show up or something?
They can look at their income up to 3 years back. And so basically what we do is we take the exemption form, but the income part we send to the state, and then through Social Security numbers and stuff, they can look at. And they have up to 3 years to examine, and if they find a discrepancy, sometimes it brings them down to maybe a 40% exemption. It may take the exemption completely away. We don't do any of the income part. We take it and we do the paperwork, but it all goes to Lincoln. So when there is a correction, then we have to. So, but they have like up to 3 years to look into the.
So like the one that was turned down because of, I mean, it taken away, that was because of too high of income then? Okay.
Any more discussion? Vote.
We made the motion and approve and disapprove.
Oh, God, I don't even remember now, but we had 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove Daryl Stannard as an appraiser consultant for property valuation protest.
I would move that we approve Daryl Stannard as our appraiser consultant for property valuation protest.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion.
This is a common thing. It's something that we have done on an annual basis, and Mr. Stannard has done an excellent job on the really tough properties that our appraisers don't have the ability to make accurate information on. So he is an employee then of the assessor's office as a consultant, and so.
I would just like to clarify now, he would be as a consultant to you, not to the board during protest.
Well, it's actually to, it would be, the board would be the one that would actually we work together as a group, but basically the commercial properties, if an ethanol property or anything like that, right now we have no appraiser in the assessor's office. And so very few people, even in the county, I don't even know if you can find any in Beatrice area that would do commercial properties. And so Daryl would be hired. We have a contract with him that's signed by me and the chairman of the board as maintenance for the whole year for doing properties. So this would be just a continuance if we need him for any kind of difficult property.
But I guess my point is that if the board is supposed to be an impartial mediator between the taxpayer and your office, then we wouldn't want to have Daryl Stannard, who has set the valuations on these properties, to be our consultant. Isn't that correct? I mean, that would be my understanding of it.
We've always used him before as far as commercial properties. So, you know, there again, if the people still are not satisfied with the value or if they present, what happens a lot of times is they will present rent incomes and things like that that were never presented to Daryl in the past. So if they present those things, then sometimes the value can go down. So a lot of times it's just more information from the commercial owner to make sure that we've got the right information for Daryl to reevaluate the property. So, but he's always been used in the past, and there's never been a conflict, but that's totally up to, I don't know who else you would have, because I really do not know of anybody else commercial-wise that would be able to do that.
Well, I think Kathy's question is there a conflict by us having him as our appraisal, be by us acting independently for the taxpayer, and between the taxpayer and the assessor's office? But I never have seen us as acting as the referee, basically, between the two. It's a matter of getting appropriate information where it has nothing to do with any mediation.
And they still have one final step to go to, which is the Tax Equalization Review Commission, if they still aren't happy with the value that is placed on the property. So.
But if they do go that next step, it does cost the county quite a bit of money.
Yes.
So you don't want to create a conflict, a potential conflict, and then forcing them to go to TURC, mm-hmm. and giving them a reason to.
That's, you know, totally up to whatever. We've used him in the past, so whatever. The only thing is we would have to find somebody else if you chose not to use Daryl, and I don't know who that would be.
I don't know what your alternative is, Kathy.
I'm just suggesting that that maybe it would be a wise move to check with, like, the county attorney or somebody with the state to see if there is a conflict there.
We've done that in the past over the years. There is no conflict.
It has been checked.
Absolutely. No, we've never had any question on that.
I don't have the history on it, so I...
It's never been an issue, so, I mean, as far as I know of.
The biggest problem you run into is you have very few appraisers in the state of Nebraska that can do specialty facilities like ethanols or like, you know, biodiesels or whatever.
Even your large industries.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just a matter of him going out and, you know, just getting rents, getting to find out different information that they provide. Sometimes makes the biggest decision, you know, the difference in whether the value needs to come down or not. So.
Question.
Any other questions? You call for the question?
Yes.
Okay. There's a call for the question. So what that means is we vote on ending all debate. So yes means end debate. No means continue. So vote. Okay. We are voting on approve or disapprove. That was a 7-0 to approve. Call the question. Approve or disapprove Daryl Stannard as appraiser consultant for property valuations. There's a motion and a second on the floor for that. So vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, what else?
Basically, this is just an informational sheet. If anybody wants to change anything on it, add anything, you know, this just gives the taxpayer a little bit of guidance on when they file a protest of what they need to do. So, you know, if anybody wants to change anything, valuation notices will go out at the end of May, the very end of May, and then they have the month of June, and we must have them all heard and done with by July 25th. So.
Yeah, we'll redo it, though.
One other thing, Rex, I do need on the agenda for next time and a time set. We accept permissive exemptions from the churches and the different, you know, the exempt entities. And there is one that I'm going to disapprove. It's probably going to come to the board, so we're going to need to set a time, and Don will probably need to send them out. We'll look into that notice that you send out. But I think we'll probably need to set maybe 8:30 or whatever you want as a time. What will happen is I will disapprove the application. They will come to the board and ask the board to revisit it. So I will get some information together about exemptions and about what the, you know, criteria are for them to have one. So this is the year for them to just do the reaffirmation of exemptions, so it's not exactly the exemption year, like where they actually file the exemption application. So this is a reaffirmation. However, I've discovered there's a different use of the property, so we'll let him come and visit to see, you know, how you feel on my decision. So, but we'll need to set a time up, I would think, for him.
Okay. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 9 and 10. That was...
Did we have a motion in a second today?
Anything we're going to redo that. So need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 9 and 10.
It's so moved.
Moved by Byers. Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Okay. Patty. What else?
That's it, I think.
Okay. Anything else for the good of equalization?
Patty, is there a form they have to fill out for this? They can get it from your office, or?
Yeah. 422 will come from Don's office or my office. Okay. I think you can get one online. You actually can file your own protest in triplicate as long as you, like, list your name, address, legal description. It doesn't have to be on any specific form. And I think it's still in triplicate. Lorene went to a meeting last week, and I'm not sure. They may be getting rid of that.
They might. I don't know. The one online that they sent me is obviously just shows the front copy, but it's... The changes.
So they actually can just take a sheet of paper and write a protest out. But we do have a form online, and Don and I will also have forms in the office.
And there's no fee for that, to file or anything?
No. The only fee would be as if they go on to Turk after the protest hearing is done, then there's a $25 fee.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order for Board of Equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:43.